In the pages of this book, I have copied my own spiritual thoughts, discernments, and other nuggets that have helped me through, and in the now of my faith walk home, as I make my way through the valley of shadows and death, always contending for my faith, as I press toward the eternal glory of life in Christ. In this book, there are two foundational scriptures that I deem to be the two pillars, or the true cornerstones that give structure and support to all that is comprised within its pages. It is for me a book of prayers, poetry, psalms, and supplications. And as well, it is a compilation of many scripturally discerned interventions that have aided me along the way and to this day continue to assist me in my faith walk as I press onward to know more intimately the Father. And in this testimony of my journey, there are spiritual insights revealed to me that still have not manifested nor divulged unto me their mystery. Hence I have concluded that they are more than likely things that may sooner avail themselves to you, the reader, even before they appear to me for my good. Yet I do not measure what has helped me as some new doctrine of God, but only the tools that have allowed me to remain faithful to the cause of Christ. No, they may not be on the same level as were revealed by the Holy Spirit in the equipping of the saints with the Word of God, which was given to holy men, as the Word declares. 2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And so the reason that I am led to write this book of my faith walk as a sheep is so that whatever I've received of the Lord to my benefit and or to the benefit of the reader can be exhausted unto the exploitation of the goodness of God in the life of the believer. They that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Revelations 2:11. The foundational stones. Cornerstone number 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Cornerstone number 2. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. The faith walk of a sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Chapter 1. Light, the life of men. St. John chapter 1. Verses 1-5. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God, the same, and they were one and the same, was in the beginning with God. All things were created by Him, the Word, and without Him, Jesus, nothing was created. In Him was life, and the life was the light, spiritually illuminated life giving force, of men. And the light shone into the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness could not absorb it. The light was too brilliant to behold. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1-5. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and the light of God penetrated the darkness of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, as He declared it by way of His Word, which is Christ. And the light of His dear Son lit up the universe, illuminating the very darkness in His brightness. Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. And God saw that it was good. Now, as we see the creative force of light in its spiritual prowess, we see it at work demonstrated by the Word of God. So let us define the word light, not only in its natural force, but more important for us as believers. Let's understand its spiritual meaning. We will start out with Webster's New World Dictionary and progress from there.